What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. We're going to take one phone call, then we're again going to close the phone lines. Mo in Florida, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Michael. Yeah, it's a very somber time. I have to tell you, I voted for Trump, Pence. I feel betrayed. I want to get your comments. I know you want to close the phone line, so I'll try to be brief. You know, anybody that knows anything about China knows that saving face is for that culture is the biggest thing in the world. I mean, Americans, yes. Westerners don't really understand it. But for him to, when I saw him at Mar-a-Lago, which is not too far from where I live, what he did to this Xi was horrible. He could have spit in his face and slapped him right in public. It wouldn't have been as bad as what he did. Invite him to dinner and then just, oh, by the way, we dropped Tomahawk bombs on your ally. I mean, there will be repercussions. And I don't blame China one bit. This is terrible. This is insulting. Not only was it wrong, not only was it phony, not only was it a false flag, this is a slap and a spit in the face to the Chinese who own, who's our biggest creditor.
Yes.
What is he, nuts? This guy makes me sick. You know, other than Ron Paul or Rand Paul, I'm done. I wish I didn't have family here. I'd leave this country right now. I'd get your thoughts.
Well, a lot of people are making that decision right now. And again, we are all tremendously disappointed in Donald Trump, but it's not all of his own doing. We're dealing with a systemic problem. The entire federal government has been corrupted by war profiteering, drug money, self-interest, and they're just going to keep on grabbing what they want to grab and to heck with what anybody else wants. And it is systemic. We've learned a hard lesson this last election. Changing the president doesn't change the system. We have to change the system directly. Anyway, Mo, we're going to let you go. Thanks an awful lot. Getting on back to the world's condemnation of what Donald Trump has done, Germany's Die Linke Party is out there saying bombs do not make peace, and they are not aligning with Merkel and Holland, who are out there saying, oh, yes, this is a good thing. We're your leaders. You think what we tell you to think, and what we're telling you to think is that the cruise missile attack on Syria was fully justified. Assad is an evil genius, and this is all really good. And it's not really convincing their people any more than it is over here. Peter O'Born is out there saying that Theresa May appears to be going back to being another poodle for the U.S. And he's out there saying that he personally does not share the Foreign Office hawk's joy over the U.S. missile attack. This is factionalizing governments all around the world. I mean, forget about destabilizing the situation in Syria. This is destabilizing diplomatic relations all over the world. We are in incredible danger. Now, in other news coming out of Syria, following the cruise missile attack on the base, apparently the U.S.-led coalition is running air raids in western Raqqa and bombed two ferries crossing the Euphrates River. On one of them, a mother and all six of her children drowned. We don't know what happened to the passengers on the other ferry. But, of course, the corporate media is not going to talk about this. They're only interested in dead children that further the war agenda. They don't care about dead children that might lead you to think the war is a bad thing. Same thing with Yemen. There's a huge humanitarian crisis down in Yemen, even worse than Syria. The Saudis are starving the people of Yemen. But they don't count. We can't use the starving people of Yemen because we're not at war with Saudi Arabia. We only focus on the children who are starving in countries we want to take over. Now, getting on to North Korea. That situation is also getting very ugly very quickly. Now, North Korea says that the Syria airstrikes prove that it is justified in having nuclear weapons. And they are now saying they are going to bolster their defenses to protect themselves against airstrikes by the United States based on lies and propaganda. And when they first came on out with this nonsense about how the strikes on Syria were going to send a message to North Korea, and I said, yeah, it's going to send a message, but not the one you want. Because the whole world knows that that story about Assad gassing his own people was made up out of thin air. It's a false flag attack. And it's just the latest example where the U.S. government will lie about somebody in order to declare a war. Stolen incubators, Saddam's nuclear weapons, Assad's gas. They've tried that one several times before. So that's the message that went on out. The U.S. is a rogue nation. At any time, without any warning, they can make up a story about you and take over your country. And as I warned last week, that means that countries that already have nuclear weapons are going to hang on to them that much tighter. And those countries that do not have nuclear weapons are trying to find them or get them. Maybe they can buy them from the black market, Israel. Remember, Israel was caught trying to sell nuclear weapons to South Africa, the former government of South Africa. So we know they're in the business. The Non-Proliferation Treaty guarantees Israel a monopoly on nuclear weapons. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our nation. So, story coming out of SCMP.com, U.S. and North Korea closer to brink of accidental conflict. And they're talking about the concerns raised by the U.S. Navy strike group headed by the USS Carl Vinson. And they're going to have this show of force off the Korean Peninsula, which will probably provoke some kind of response from North Korea. Now, the Trump administration has issued a warning to North Korea against provocation. That's kind of an interesting little comment. I don't see any North Korean warships around our state here in the middle of the Pacific. I don't think there's any of them along the coast of California, Oregon, or Washington. I think the provocation is entirely on the side of the United States. And what the plan is going to be is any move North Korea undertakes to protect its own security will be declared the provocation. How dare you shoot down our planes while we're bombing your country? That's the provocation. We are now justified to go to war. Now, the former chief of MI6 in Great Britain, Sir John Saurus, is saying that it looks to him like Trump is going to launch a catastrophic war on North Korea. Another story coming out of the newsantiwar.com. U.S. intelligence chiefs urge Trump to assassinate Kim and other North Korean leaders. They're pushing for a decapitation strike. And now that that's actually out there, I can tell you what's going to happen. Kim is going to set up a dead man switch for himself. On the event he is killed, whatever weapons he actually has that work are going to be fired in all directions. Donald Trump has ordered his generals to provide options for taking out Kim's nuclear weapons and is telling the military to prepare to remove the North Korean threat. North Korea isn't threatening anybody. The U.S. is doing all the threatening. This is all coming through H.R. McMaster. It looks like he's the one who's really pulling the strings. And they're talking about potential preemptive strikes. Now, a newspaper in South Korea is reporting that China has deployed 150,000 troops to the North Korea border. Now, I seriously doubt that China is going to participate in an attack on North Korea by the United States. It looks to me like China is afraid of war creep. Remember, World War I was originally between Austria-Hungary and Serbia, but somehow mutated to make Germany the enemy. And obviously, Roosevelt used the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor to pivot the war against Adolf Hitler. And so China has a reasonable grounds to feel that the U.S. invasion of North Korea is an attempt to open a backdoor to that long-sought war with China, because Russia and China are the ultimate targets because of the ruble and the yuan. That's what's driving all of this. And I think we are all justifiably concerned if they attack North Korea, and North Korea really does have deployable nuclear weapons. They do have rockets that can reach Alaska and here in Hawaii. And I don't imagine Kim Jong-un is particularly angry with the polar bears. So that leaves this island, Oahu, through which all of the communications for the entire Pacific Fleet are channeled. Now, as you know, yesterday there were some terrorist bombings in Egypt, killed 44 people, mostly Coptic Christians. But you're not going to see their dead bodies on TV because we're not trying to invade and take over Egypt. We already did that a while ago. So let's talk about the economic news here, because the indicators are not good. And we know that one of the reasons for the rush to war is the U.S. government absolutely believes that anytime the economy is in a hopeless mess, getting into a world war will fix it. Because after all, it worked the last two times. Crash of 1907, World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008, and look how many countries the U.S. has attacked and invaded. Future history books are going to say we're already in World War III right now. It's just escalating upward. Now, the reality is war is not good for the economy. And by the way, with the news that China was moving those troops down to the Korean border, the stock market took a hit. The only business that does well out of war are the bankers. They get this rich harvest of debt, and they don't care which side wins or loses because they make money off of both sides. They loan money to both sides to fight the war. They loan money to both sides to rebuild from the war. And that's what's really behind all of this, keeping us slaves to private central banker debt. And again, they don't care which side wins or loses. Long as there's a war, they're happy. Now, Paul Craig Roberts is out there calling attention to the fact that much of the economic news being issued by the U.S. government and parroted by the corporate media is, in fact, false. And he goes through an analysis of the unemployment numbers compared to active participation numbers, and he said it doesn't line up. It's obvious the U.S. government is lying about this, just as they lie about everything else. There's a very loud noise out there. The euro's value is plunging as Marine Le Pen's chances of winning the French election rise higher and higher. She is pulling ahead in the polls. And apparently, the anti-Brussels candidate, promise of a Frexit vote, is worrying the markets. Now, H.H. Gregg has decided they're going to close all of their stores. The commercial bank loan creation system seems to be collapsing and is having a domino effect. Dollar Express is going to close all 323 of their stores. That's almost 3,000 jobs right there. And when the bargain basement dollar stores can't make it in retail, you know retail is really in a world of hurt. Now, apparently a recording made in 2008 has surfaced that appears to implicate the Bank of England in the LIBOR rigging scandal. This is coming from Courtney Goldsmith for City AM. And apparently the recording was uncovered by the BBC, and it adds to the evidence that the Bank of England repeatedly pressured commercial banks to lower their benchmark rates during the 2008 financial crisis. Things we no longer believe in now includes bankers being honest, government being good, corporate media being truthful. Now, one good move that the Trump administration is starting to make is they're targeting what are called the fake stock news on the top financial websites. And we have seen this same phenomenon going on over in various health websites. WebMD got kind of scandalized by this a while back, where the articles that are being presented as news are, in fact, written by people with vested interests, a product to sell, an agenda to push, and then they pay the websites to post the article. And apparently it's been a big problem in the financial news websites, leading to stock manipulations, your classic bump and dump. Oh, this stock is on the way up. You must buy into it now. And pump and dump stock scams are also a major source of junk email. I used to get those things all the time. You know, this is a hot stock. It's on its way up. You need to buy on in. Huge amounts of spam. Now, up at the G7 summit in Italy, protesters are clashing with police. They keep describing the protesters as anti-capitalist. No, technically they're anti-fascist, because fascism is a system in which corporate interest and government authority are aligned together against the general population, and that's what these people are protesting. Now, Great Britain and the United States are up at the G7 demanding more sanctions on Russia, and they're getting a very, very cool reception. And Russian political analyst Alexei Zudin is saying that these G7 countries are probably going to reject these calls for new Russian sanctions for a couple of reasons. Mostly because the G7 realized that that original Assad gassed his own people story doesn't make any sense. They realize the U.S. always lies to start wars of aggression. And perhaps most important to the G7, the Russian sanctions have caused more harm to Europe than to Russia. And they don't need any more of that grief. They're tired of suffering for the U.S. and Great Britain's dreams of global domination. Meanwhile, something we're all aware has been in the planning for a long time, the IMF has now issued a working paper on how to eliminate all cash all over the world to make you a slave to that little plastic card so that they know what you're buying, when you're buying it, they know where your money is, they can block a run on the bank, because there's no way to take your wealth out of the bank. You are now dependent on the bank to store your wealth for you. No more coinage. I guarantee you they're going to ban private ownership of gold and silver. Anything that could be a portable store of value will be declared illegal. You will keep all of your wealth inside the bank, and the bank will have the right to use it to keep the bank solvent. That's where they're going with this. It's a desperate, desperate attempt to avoid the reality that private central banking is a Ponzi scheme. And under globalism, it's all become one giant Ponzi scheme. And sooner or later, it is going to implode. And they're trying to figure out how they can steal your money to keep themselves rich just a little while longer. That's what this eliminating cash thing is all about. Now, apparently, Target's earnings reports for the last quarter are now out, and apparently they have taken a major hit over that transgender bathroom policy. People boycotted Target. Target was saying it's no big deal. Now they're having the final numbers out, and they're having to admit, yeah, this was a big deal. Now, over in Austria, their richest man, Dietrich Mateschitz, I think, he's the guy who owns the Red Bull energy drink, and he's Austria's richest man. And he's saying this mass migration and political correctness are actually destroying Europe's true cultural diversity. It's just turning into a mishmash of competing ideas, competing religions, competing languages. Like the old story of the Tower of Babel, where everybody had a different language all of a sudden, and nobody could get along. And that's exactly what's going on over there in Europe. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break. And boy, there's still so much to cover here. But we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And apparently Donald Trump has notified the Australian government to be on the lookout for a North Korean rocket attack. There's also a video that came on out about 3 years ago that supposedly was leaked from inside North Korea, but in all probability is another piece of propaganda, where North Korea is railing against Washington, D.C., Colorado Springs, Los Angeles, and Hawaii, of which only Hawaii is within range of North Korea's missiles, which is one of the reasons I'm a little nervous about what's going on right now. Now, California has now declared itself a sanctuary state. Muslims and illegal immigrants are rejoicing, rejoicing, rejoicing. Okay. As you know, Donald Trump has started building his wall, and liberals have now come up with a new way to block the wall, and they're filing a lawsuit saying that there's an endangered species that would be harmed by the wall. Jaguars. The jaguars cannot get across the border, then they can't eat American children and they will starve to death, and that would be a horrible, horrible thing. Now, it is a fantasy because jaguars are primarily in Mexico. 99% of all the world's jaguars are below that border. But Judicial Watch is saying they're attempting to file a lawsuit to stop the wall on this very flimsy pretext. Now, the wall, I don't think, is really necessary. We're already seeing a major drop in cross-border traffic because these people are being identified and sent back. If you remove the financial incentive for these people to come to this country illegally, if you treat them like the criminals they are, it's going to stop, and you don't really need the wall. If they come across the border illegally and they can't work and they can't buy food and they can't buy water and they can't pay rent, do you think they're going to stay here? Of course not. Now, as you know, they had an horrific terror attack in Stockholm where an asylum seeker who had been told he was going to be sent back rammed a truck into a crowd of people. And this has woken the government of Sweden up, finally, from all of its feminist, liberal, politically correct. And the country's prime minister is saying, we're not going to go back to the days of mass immigration. That is now over and done with. All right, let's start taking some phone calls here. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hey, I just want to let people know, if you attack North Korea, in the first 15 minutes, 12 million people are going to die in Seoul because of the 13,000 artillery pieces. He doesn't even have to use any nuclear weapons to get rid of Seoul. You know, people need to realize that something's going on here, man.
No, what is going on here is the U.S. government is absolutely convinced, and they may be right, that without a new world war, the United States of America is finished. The problem is, from where I sit, even with a new world war, the United States is finished. It's just going to be a lot messier if they go the war route.
Yeah, do you realize only five nuclear weapons, maybe three, have to be hit here, like New York or Washington or Los Angeles? If New York gets hit, the whole East Coast power grid will go off forever.
Well, not forever, but definitely will be that. I mean, there's also the EMP factor. Military power systems are now hardened against EMP. The civilian power system isn't. All it takes is one atomic bomb outside the atmosphere to stir up the Earth's magnetosphere, and those long transmission lines will just pick it up by induction and generate a pulse of hundreds of volts or thousands of volts.
It's just, I just still can't believe, Mike, this total turnaround. Like, it's the quickest turnaround in the history of the world, don't you think?
I agree. And I don't know, it's because McMaster's apparently is lying to Donald Trump about what's going on, or that Donald Trump really is stupid enough to believe the Assad gassed his own people's story, or he's being blackmailed or threatened. We don't know. It's almost irrelevant. At this point, this nation is on course to start a major global conflict, which ultimately we are going to lose. Thank you for the phone call, Dustin. We're going to let you go. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha. Welcome back to the show here. I was looking at the crawl on the Fox News Network, and it's just saying simply, next target, North Korea. And the reason for that rush is because the attack on Syria, the cover story is falling apart. Nobody is buying Assad gassed his own people. The story just doesn't make any sense. Well, rather than try and keep reasserting, we're telling the truth, you believe as we tell you, they're going to give us another distraction. Oh, we're going to go to North Korea. It's Syria, that was last week's news. We're going to go to North Korea. And they're probably trying to think up of some really spectacular false flag to get us all hot and bothered to send other people's children into North Korea. So, John in Texas. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing? Yes, I want to tell you why the attack in the airbase and why all the West is for gassing his people. is because Israel had just attacked that base weeks ago. You had reported on that Israel lost a couple of planes or a drone.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And, you know, it just shows you that Israel controls the narrative. And then going on to your point about the IMF banning cash, I mean, I could see them linking, you know, because you know how the Islamic world just said gold is not going to be used as a, like, they're not going to basically deal in the paper. It's going to be physical.
Yes.
So I could see them tying that together and shutting that down and trying to confiscate, saying, oh, you're a terrorist, you know?
I mean, Russia and China are trading directly in their own indigenous currencies that are refusing to go through the U.S. dollar. And even more importantly, they're basing the system on gold. And as you know, Russia and China have been buying gold like crazy. This is a major, major threat to the private central bankers. And if you have not read my article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, you need to. It's permanently linked near the top of the main page at whatreallyhappened.com. But that's what's driving this, the money junkies.
I got some other news, too. Do you remember in Connecticut when they were trying to get them to register their guns and, like, 90% of the gun owners didn't, right?
Yes.
Well, they had just, not just, but like a month ago, Connecticut's going to be the first state to use drones with lethal force on them.
Yeah.
That shows you that the police state is, everything is going as planned. Whether we thought we could try to stop it or not with electing a man or a human, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then the last one, what you said something about Israeli, and we don't know how many nukes, how big the nukes they have, or what type they have, right?
Well,
they're just selling them to everybody, right?
Well, we know for a fact they tried to sell one to the former government of South Africa. And I can't imagine that Israel is going to turn down a lucrative black market operation like that. But we do not know how many or what type of weapons Israel has, because Israel refuses to sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty and they refuse IAEA inspections. Now, we know their first generation weapons were straight uranium fission bombs. They got most of the uranium was stolen right here in the United States of America through what was called the NUMEX scandal. But I'm sure that Israel has developed beyond that. The photos that were leaked by Mordecai Vanunu certainly show them working with plutonium implosion devices. And from there, it's just a short step to a multi-stage thermonuclear weapon. So we don't know what they've got and how big they are or where they are. For all we know, North Korea actually bought their nuclear weapons from Israel rather than develop them themselves.
Did you talk about those troops assembling on the Jordanian border?
Yes, I did.
To head to Raqqa.
Yeah.
Do you think? And we know Israel is working with ISIS, right?
I don't know that they're about to head to Raqqa. They're ideally positioned for a blitz into Damascus itself. And Alex Jones is reporting that there is a U.S. Marine amphibious landing ship just off the coast of Syria, right across from Damascus.
And Israel is working with ISIS, right? We got proof of that, right?
Yeah, well, ISIS is this made-up group that's working for Israel and for the United States. That's why Hillary Clinton was sending ISIS all these weapons. We were being shown videos about how horrible and terrible they are, and you know, it's just more of the propaganda.
Did you see Israel giving ISIS a nuke, or do you think they already had gave them a nuke? Because ISIS, everybody hates ISIS, right? So
yes.
If they would use a nuke, it wouldn't matter how the world thinks of them, right? Because their whole point is just to, I mean, look at the V-bed attacks. So they wouldn't mind. And that's what I'm thinking. Like, imagine if all the troops get into Raqqa and they're about to capture it. And then, like, how big of a nuke would you need to, like, destroy? Like, how big is Raqqa? Like, the size of what? Like a Detroit or San Antonio?
No, it's
like,
not as big as that. I would say probably... you know, a 150 kiloton tactical warhead would make a pretty fair job of it.
Is that pretty compact?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not really a nuclear weapons expert, but I mean, you know, it's small enough to be carried underneath an airplane.
Well, that's cause for concern right there.
Well, I agree, it's cause for concern. But more in the context of North Korea, because the whole point about needing to invade North Korea is because they have nuclear weapons and a crazy government, which sounds
yeah, but North Korea
a lot
can't
like
even feed their own people. North Korea can't even feed their own people, so what are they going to do when they build a nuke? They're going to have 10,000 Koreans throw it at us?
Well, look at how many people are going hungry. Hey, let me finish a thought, okay? Look how many people are going to bed hungry in the United States today. Look at the conditions of our roads, bridges, and infrastructure. The United States
is spending 95.
Okay, well, again, much of what you think you know about North Korea is coming from that same corporate media that swore up and down Saddam had nuclear weapons. Anyway, John, going to let you go. We're going to go to another John. This one's in Chicago. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, just quickly, I take it back on what Dustin said about the turnaround. I mean, Mike, your show for the last 2 days has sounded like you've sounded for the last 3 years of Obama presidency. I mean, you've got to be sitting beside yourself. You can't believe we're here again.
No, I can't. I'm very upset that we are here again. And whether it's, you call it the deep state or the establishment or just again, as Eisenhower said, the military-industrial complex is a power unto itself. And the military-industrial complex needs war to prosper.
Yeah, that was me. I sent you the Sean Spicer clip. And the reason I sent that to you and the reason I'm watching those is because as far as I'm concerned, the Kremlin or any other government sitting around, they're not watching the Fox News channel and listening to propaganda. They're going to listen to what that White House says. So when Sean Spicer spouts off recklessly like that and just says those stupid things, the White House is going to have to give an answer for it. So if there's any quote-unquote threats coming out, it's going to come out of Sean Spicer's mouth, not anything on Fox News. You know, like you had said, 37 of the missiles missed their target. Sean Hannity went on TV Friday night and said all the missiles hit their targets with precision accuracy, all 100%. Now, I mean, between you and him, you see we're right there again.
Yep, we are right there again. I mean, unless Hannity is out there saying that America intended to blow up these villages full of civilians and children.
Yeah, I mean, Fox News, they're as happy as McCain. That's all there is to it. They're as happy as McCain. All the retired generals that they have on as commentators, they all get to come back and get paid. Ollie North is, you know, he's got a boner. I mean, I'm tired of this. This is so bad for us right now.
You know, the corporate media loves war for the same reason the bankers do. Everybody's going to tune on in to see the live video feed from all the death and destruction. It's like the modern incarnation of Rome's gladiatorial combat. We get to see executions. Huzzah, huzzah. Where's my loaf of bread? And so it is, you know, in the news business, they keep saying if it bleeds, it leads. If it thinks, it stinks. And that, unfortunately, is the way the business works. I mean, all the way back to William Randolph Hearst, when he literally helped President McKinley frame Spain for the sinking of the USS Maine. He did it knowing that a new war would sell more of his newspapers and he would be rich enough to go on out and finish that big castle he built in California.
Well, right. And the other thing is, like you had said just a week ago, the Operation Mockingbird's never stopped. It's worse now than it's ever been.
Oh, absolutely. No question. John, going to let you go. Going to take another phone call. Then we got to get back to doing some news. Dan in Washington State, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I just want to say I haven't thrown Trump. I've called all the shows. A lot of people are totally against Trump that supported him. And mostly on the immigration issue, I'm still with him 80%. I think he's in a tough spot because he's not a dictator. And I think he basically had to give kind of the Jewish neocons or the neocons warmongers like a pound of flesh, or they weren't going to let him be in office. And I think
that's one of the theories that I heard, is that he was told by the leadership, as it were, the war agenda is going forward either with you or without you. All you can choose is whether you're going to stay the president of the United States of America. That's the story I'm hearing.
Yeah, and I've heard so many different theories, and it's like Trump has everyone baffled, and I think he's done more on immigration than anybody in my lifetime. But with Syria, it seems like just a gorilla pounding his chest thing. I personally think this could be a way to give Syria to Russia, to have Russia draw a red line, and then threaten war, and then we're basically out of Syria totally, I'm hoping. And then,
well, the problem with that is that Syria has always been closely aligned with Russia. They're trying to break that and put in a new government that is going to swing toward the West, like they were trying to do in Ukraine. They staged a coup against a pro-Russian government, drove them on out, put in President Chocolate, who immediately started saying we're going to merge with the EU, and look what a mess that's turned into. Syria could very easily be just as chaotic. I mean, just think about the sheer volume of death and misery and suffering that is being caused by this U.S. agenda of let's get everybody working for our economic system. This clash of civilizations is really just a war between banking systems. And I'm sorry, ink and paper is not, to me, a good reason to go to war and kill other people.
I agree with you. I have a hard time believing they would do that. Like, I think, because Russia moved in their S-300 and 400 systems, and then you had the guy in Russia talking about, let's have the war here if you want it, and all they really have to do is move in some major missile systems, and they could take out any battleship fleet we have, any army in on the border. I mean, it's kind of a done deal if Russia just moves in all their equipment. There's nothing we could do without starting World War III, like instantly, almost.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, I'm going to let you go and get on back to the news here. Actually, we're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to get back to the news. Alex in San Antonio, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I was calling because, like many of the listeners, I'm a little distraught, and I'm hoping maybe that you because you always seem to have a caveat, you know, because like you say, you know, there's always a caveat because the lies actually have to make sense, you know, and you know we happen to find ourselves at a crux here, and it's just, you know, no one believes that Assad did this, but we may very well have the technical capability to still wage war without the consent of the governed. And I'm wondering if maybe what does happen is that there is an actual break, and maybe this is the way that they break the United States. You know what I mean? Like maybe this is.
I don't think they're intending to break the United States, but I think they definitely could, because this thing is already spinning out of control. And already the U.S. is talking about other red lines for Syria. Now they're saying if Syria uses a barrel bomb, we're going to go on in and crater the place. If Assad throws spit wads at anybody, we're going to go on in. I mean, they're just basically ramping up a list. No matter what Assad does, there are more bombing attacks coming on in. And we are risking open conflict with Russia. And that, again, you know, the U.S. wants Russia destroyed, that ruble to be destroyed. Israel would love nothing better than for the United States and Russia to get stuck in a mutually destructive nuclear war, which would leave Israel and their nuclear arsenal basically in charge of the Middle East, and through that Middle East oil resource basically running the planet. Israel wouldn't mind that one tiny bit. All right, gotta let you go. Right. We're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to go ahead and close the lines again because I do have some news to get to. Glenn in Philadelphia, aloha, what's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. There's a new YouTube video up of Bashar al-Assad tap dancing barefoot on shag carpet.
Oh, okay.
So now, in the response, we're running armored units into Syria from Jordan, so they're not screwing around.
No, they aren't.
I actually call about Tillerson and Kushner. First, Tillerson, I'm hearing in the mainstream media today that Tillerson is saying that Russia needs to accept the fact that they have to stop supporting Bashar al-Assad. And I think the goal is basically there's this balkanization. They're going to go for it now, and they're going to, you know, do a larger American presence there. And I think they want to divvy it up into sections for the Kurds, the Turks, Israel, and the U.S. It just seems to me that's how they would want to divvy it up.
Yeah, and the big question is, you know, is Russia going to appear to show weakness and back down? I don't think so. That's why this situation, you know, I mean, basically Trump is bluffing. And uh, I, I, he's pounding his chest. Somebody was sending me an email saying that Trump is playing chess with Putin. No, he's playing poker. You know, he's playing hearts. You know, it's out there. Yeah, yeah. You know, you will back down. The United States does not have any kind of legal authority to tell any other government they must or must not do something. And,
especially since the Russians were invited in by the duly recognized government, you know, of Syria.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and America always shows up at chess match prepared to play checkers. But and one thing about Kushner, he and his wife, Trump's daughter, are members of this at least Kushner, Jared is member of Chabad Lubavitch, which, you know, is this little Jewish ultra-Orthodox sect of followers of Menachem Schneerson, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who passed away years ago, but yet they still hold him in esteem as a Messiah figure, much in the same way as the Rastafarians hold Haile Selassie in esteem as a Messiah figure. It's a very strange and aberrant little Jewish group, you know, ultra-Orthodox Jewish group, and I'm just wondering, you know, where he's getting his orders.
Well, probably from Israel. And Glenn, I got to let you go. We're going to close the phone lines again, and we'll be back after these few commercials.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to do a little more news, then we'll open up the phone lines again here. I really am starting to admire Marine Le Pen. Like Tulsi Gabbard, she knows her own mind. She doesn't go along with the prevailing conventional wisdom. And apparently, Marine Le Pen has taken the position that the people of modern-day France bear no responsibility for the roundup of Jews in France during World War II. Now, former French presidents like Chirac and Hollande, current president, have apologized to Israel for the role the French played in the roundup of the Jews and blah, 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 blah. And Le Pen makes a very, very valid point. All the people who did that are dead and gone. And if you want to find somebody to blame, you go to those who were in power at the time, and it wasn't France, it was Nazi Germany. So she's refusing to kowtow to the Israel lobby over there, because obviously the Israel uses this official apology for the French complicity to extract money and political advantage, just like they do it here in the United States of America. All right, let's talk a little bit about computers, because there's a new ransomware making the rounds, and it's called Resinware, and it hits your system and encrypts the documents. And here's the bizarre part. It doesn't demand a ransom. You have to play an anime game, and when you score high enough on the game, your system is unlocked. And apparently it is a very difficult game to do well in, especially for people who don't play computer games anyway, which I'm definitely one of those. But that's the new one. It's coming on out. Now, we've been talking about border checks, border security coming into this country, Trump's travel ban, and they're still trying to portray it as an anti-Muslim ban. And it really isn't. It's an access ban. And there's a story that came on out from, let's see, RIMF.com, basically saying that travelers coming to the United States from Britain, Germany, or France can be denied entry to the United States if they refuse to hand over the passwords to their electronic devices. Apparently, the British, French, and Germans are now considered an area of extreme sensitivity. And it is a very egregious violation of privacy. I think it's going to further destroy our tourist industry. People don't want to come here. They can't have a relaxing, fun time here. I used to have some friends who live in Great Britain, and they used to come out here to Hawaii once every single year. And then after the last time, they said, we're not going to do this again. We cannot have a relaxing vacation in a country that is treating everybody like they're a POW. Now, something you may want to be aware of is, station identification. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction?
A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.